Our scripture reading this morning is taken from John chapter 3, verses 14 through 21, and can be found on page 1051 of the Pew Bible. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men loved darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what he has been done through God. Praise the Lord Almighty.
After every 8 o'clock service, I get my sermon back together, but I forgot this morning. Let's bow in prayer. Lord God, we thank you for your written word, and we give you praise for its instruction, its encouragement, and its salvation and truth. We just pray for your Spirit to open up our minds, our hearts, and our ears to your leading this day, giving you thanks and all praise. Amen. Night had fallen. It was dark outside, so dark that no one would be able to see him. Going at night, he would avoid awkward questions from other Pharisees. At night, he could spend time with Jesus without anyone else knowing. If he could speak with Jesus at night, when no one was around, maybe Jesus could help him figure it all out. He was so confused at times. And then at other times, Jesus made such great sense. Maybe he could follow Jesus without anyone knowing. His family, his friends, they didn't have to know. He could talk to Jesus at night and quietly make a decision in his heart to believe in Jesus. That way he wouldn't have to disrupt his comfortable and established life. All would be hidden. If you know John chapter 3, and what Linda read for us, it comes as part of the conversation of Nicodemus with Jesus. Nicodemus, a Pharisee, a member of the Jewish ruling council, who went to Jesus at night. Now, Nicodemus had acknowledged that Jesus had come from God. They knew that from all of the miracles that Jesus had been doing. And Nicodemus wanted to know more. But he wasn't sure what it would mean if others found out. So he went at night, in secret, when no one else would notice. But as you think about it, someone knew. Either Nicodemus told someone, or Jesus told someone, or maybe the disciples were there with Jesus when Nicodemus came in to talk, for it's written down. John heard this account of Nicodemus coming to Jesus. It's written down. It's included in the gospel. Nicodemus, already unsure about some things, Nicodemus was even more confused by his conversation with Jesus. How can a man be born when he is old? Was his response to Jesus when Jesus told him, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. Our reading from John 3 is a further part of this conversation between the two. And whatever Nicodemus learned that night, it evidently made some type of change within him, some kind of reality, a type of difference. There are two other times in the Gospel of John, and only in the Gospel of John is Nicodemus mentioned. John chapter 7, verse 50, when the Pharisees are discussing who Jesus is, it says, Nicodemus, who had gone to Jesus earlier, and who was one of their own number, asked, "Does our law condemn anyone without first hearing him to find out what he is doing?" So instead of just automatically condemning Jesus, Nicodemus is trying to make a way for Jesus to speak to them so they could understand. And then in John 19, verse 38, after the crucifixion, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now, Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, because he feared the Jews. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away. He was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds. Nicodemus was prepared. He brought with him spices. We don't know what, but Nicodemus had some type of relationship with Jesus. He made some kind of decision regarding the relationship with him. Maybe he was like Joseph of Arimathea, a secret disciple of Jesus. And in reality, Nicodemus came into the light, both when he spoke up for Jesus before the other Pharisees, and there when he came out in public and helped Joseph of Arimathea with the burial of Jesus. Nicodemus stepped into the light. One of the college campus ministry directors that we support, Jenny McMahon, who was here back in February, she recently shared about an interesting conversation in the newsletters that she sends, a conversation she had with a student. The conversation she had was with a girl named Amber, who had filled out a survey crew had done to kick off the semester back in January. And as Jenny curiously asked Amber questions about her life and eventually about her faith, Amber told Jenny that she was either an atheist or Christian. Puzzled by what she meant by those two very different answers, Amber explained that her mom had always been a faithful follower of Jesus, and that watching her mom experience the peace of God is something that she wants for herself. But she felt she was only watching from the outside. Amber even wondered if her relationship with her mom might become closer if they both shared the same faith. How sweet is that, Jenny wrote. Observing that Amber seemed ready to accept faith in Jesus for herself, Jenny walked her through the gospel using a small book published by Crew called Knowing God Personally. By the end of the booklet, Amber prayed to surrender her life to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amber came into the light. I want you to think about that song that we just sung, very short, Into My Heart, the gospel message about welcoming Jesus into her heart, into our hearts. Coming into the light of Jesus Christ. This is what our reading from John 3, 14 through 21 speaks to us this morning. Looking at verses 14 and 15, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. The account about Moses lifting up the snake in the desert, that account is found in Numbers chapter 21. The Israelites, they were doing what they did real well. They were grumbling and they were complaining once again as they traveled through the wilderness. They were tired. They were impatient. They spoke both against God and against Moses, complaining that there was no bread, there was no water, and they were complaining about the food that they did have to eat. It's an understatement to say that it's not a good thing to get God angry. Because of their grumbling, God sent venomous snakes among them. He sent venomous snakes. And those snakes naturally bit many people. And many of the Israelites died. It didn't take too long for the Israelites to change their complaining. And so they began to ask Moses, pray to God for us, for his mercy, to take away the snakes. And so Moses prayed for the people. And God answered. He told Moses to make a snake and put it up on a pole. Anyone who was bitten by a snake could look at the pole and live. That was the anti-venom of a snake bite, looking at a bronze snake high up on a pole. God did not take away the snakes, but God provided a way for the people to be saved, to live. Because there is sin, because there is much darkness in the world, the Son of Man, Jesus the Christ, had to be lifted up. The crucifixion had to take place. He was lifted up on the cross, dying for our salvation. Jesus would then be lifted up from the grave, rising, and all believers would experience the glory of resurrection. Just as God didn't remove the snakes, God does not remove sin from the world. But as God provided a way to live, God provides a way for us to live through Jesus, for us to overcome sin, that we would be saved, knowing salvation through Jesus Christ, as we ask him into our heart, as we step into the light. John 3:16 perfectly explains why. If you know this verse, let's proclaim it together. Join with me in saying, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:17 continues with why Jesus was lifted up. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. God wants us to live, and he wants us to live in the light. Verse 18 begins to make use of legal, courtroom type of language, beginning with that word condemned. Whoever believes in him is not condemned. But whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. Think about that word and what it means, condemned. Judged, convicted, sentenced, found guilty, doomed. If one believes in the truth, if one believes in the promised hope of Jesus as Lord and Savior, there is no condemnation. People will be judged by what they believe. We, each one of us, are going to be judged by what we believe. Jesus came to bring salvation, but those who reject that salvation, who reject the name of Jesus, they condemn themselves. God's not condemning them. We each condemn ourselves if we don't believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. It's personal. It's individual responsibility. And remember, God wants us to live in the light. Another real-life story, this time from the campus ministry newsletter from Matt and Paige Wanders. They wrote, Cole grew up going to church on Christmas and Easter at most. His freshman and sophomore years of college, they were fine, focusing on school, trying to be a good person, staying out of trouble. But he didn't feel very satisfied. And then his professor took a chance. During his last lecture in the spring semester of 2023, Cole's marketing professor shared his advice for life. And one phrase stuck out to Cole. The professor said, "I didn't find satisfaction in my life until I started to base my identity on how God viewed me instead of how people viewed me." It resonated with the emptiness that Cole had been feeling during his sophomore year, and it prompted Cole to dust off the free copy of the New Testament that had been handed to him on campus a few months earlier. Cole was beginning to step into the light. John 3:19, this is the verdict. A decision, a judgment has been reached. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. Why did Nicodemus go at night? Verse 21, whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what he has done has been done through God. It's these verses, 19 through 21, that are, I suggest, the verses of contemplation for us this morning and for the remainder of the Lenten season. The verdict. And I'm sure that there's a plural, so it's verdicts, judgments, rulings, decisions. They have been reached. Who's the judge? Who declares that verdict? We've spoken about him, we've sung about him. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Light has come. Who is the light? Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And as we trust and believe in him, we are his light bearers to the world. Scripture says that men, people, they loved the darkness. They love the darkness. Hidden deeds done so others won't know. When in reality, God knows all. Their deeds were evil. Our deeds can be evil. Our deeds done in the darkness are evil. And the question to consider is, do we love the light more than the darkness? Do we love the light more than the darkness? And then John uses a very strong word to describe the true reality of sin. And in the references I looked at this week, the word hate was capitalized. Evildoers hate the light for the fear that their deeds will be exposed. If we do something we fear others will find out about, that is a very big clue that what we've just done or thinking are doing is sinful. Evildoers hate the light, and Christians are called to live in the light. Picture this. You've just enjoyed a relaxing evening at home. Maybe you've watched a movie or played some games with family or friends. You're walking down the hall to brush your teeth before lying down in bed. You flick on the bathroom light, and as your eyes adjust, you witness a horrifying sight. Cockroaches scurrying across the sink and across the bathtub. cockroaches. They're nocturnal. They hate the light. They race to the darkness to be hidden once again. After the 8 o'clock service, Linda reminded me of a time in Biloxi, Mississippi, where some members of my family, oh, they're still shuddering. We took a piece of drywall off of a half wall, and thousands of cockroaches were there. Exposed to the light, they ran to any part of darkness they could find. That is the opposite action of what God wants of his people. We are to love the light. We are to seek the light and to stay in the light. And when there's darkness, we move to the light. We are to enjoy God's light. No running, no hatred, no fear, for there is peace. And remember that peace is the absence of fear. May the peace of God be with you as you seek and live and love the light of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
At this time, let us give our tithes and our offerings back to the Lord. I invite the ushers forward at this time. Father, we come before you with heartfelt intentions as we dedicate our offerings. May our motives be pure, driven by love, compassion, and a desire to make a positive impact for you. We lay our gifts before you, praying that they may be used to bless those in need. Amen.
As our service comes to a close, let's sing together the insert on the bulletin, "The Light of the World is Jesus." And after the spoken benediction, for our benediction in song, we'll sing the first verse of "My Faith Looks Up to Thee."
I was lost in the darkness of sin, though I
Through times of temptation, keep communion with God. Through deeds of love, keep fellowship with one another. At all times and all ways, keep the faith, living in the light and the peace of Jesus Christ. Amen.